Wow, okay. The Audio Boo Android app on the Samsung Galaxy S leaves a little to be desired in its raw recording capabilities. Anyway, so what I was saying, New Zealand Skeptics in the Pub, in conjunction with New Zealand Skeptics Society, will be joining in on the 2023 campaign this year. At least we will be in Christchurch. I know Auckland is getting things up and running, and from what I understand, Dunedin has something underway as well. But yes, my task today. I am going down into the valley to hunt out some pill vials or vials. Anyway, those little glass jars that homeopaths use. I'm going to hit a couple of chemists and see if I can't find out where they source them from, because we're going to want probably 100 or two. What we're doing here in Christchurch is science. We're going to prepare a homeopathic remedy at the Twisted Hop made from beer. This beer gives you hangovers. So, according to the Like Cures Like thing, we will be preparing a hangover cure made from beer. We'll be performing this production line act on, I think it's Monday 7th of February. We're going to be a little bit behind everybody else, mainly because the weekend prior is a public holiday here in New Zealand. And it's the kind of public holiday that gets media attention. It's called Waitangi Day. So in order for us to get our own media attention, we don't want to compete with something of that scale, which is why we're doing it a day after everybody else. So we're going to be preparing some flyers, which will include a description of homeopathy, how homeopathy is prepared, what the scientific method is, and a description of why placebo-controlled, double-blinded, randomized trials are a good thing. And then we're going to perform one. We will take half of these vials and fill them with the remedy, take the other half of the vials and fill them with tap water. We will then have one person sit down and number all of these vials, taking note of which numbers contain the remedy and which numbers contain the tap water, the placebo. We're then going to give out as many as we can over the period of about a week. And also on this flyer will be instructions on when to take it and how to report the outcome of having taken it. And we'll give it a month and then gather up all of the responses that we get back and take it from there, see where it goes. I suspect that the outcome is already going to be quite certain, but this is what science is, and we're going to make it happen. In order to get the remedies right, so that a homeopath looking at us doing this couldn't turn around and say, no, you're doing it wrong, I put the word out on Twitter, specifically to Dana Ullman, because he's such an outspoken proponent of homeopathy, and surely he would want these things to be tested, you know, just to prove them right. But what I got back from Dana, sorry, the request was put out for this method, a good online resource to show how to make it. But yeah. Dana came back saying he only deals with respected scientists and that it's actually illegal to manufacture these things because you're not allowed to manufacture drugs. So, one, it's an unregulated industry in the US, you don't need a license. And two, Dana refused. He was either unwilling or unable to provide the method. And he called me ignorant. So, sorry, an ignorant skeptic. Anyway, we'll see how it goes, Dana. Catch you later.